Gemara, the concepts are not very hard, but the flow of the Gemara and the different steps kind of get confusing. Also, a bunch of people were in here. Maybe we'll go by there. We'll see how that goes. So we are on the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph. And we're talking about going into a Chorba, as we mentioned yesterday. We got into a tangent about a Kodesh Baruch Hu crying out about the Golos, which led to the story about Rabbi Yossi going into a Chorba and hearing a Kodesh Baruch Hu crying out about the Golos. And Eliyahu Hanavi came to Rabbi Yossi and said, don't go into the Chorba. So now we have a Braisa on the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph, which talks about why one is not allowed to enter the Chorba. So the Gemara says like this, the Braisa says, Tanu Rabbanan, two lines from the bottom, Mipnei Shlosh Dvarim Eim Nichnasim L'Chorba. There are three reasons that you cannot enter a Chorba. The first reason is Mipnei Chashad, because a Chorba is a sketchy place. A Chorba, right, it's this broken down, uninhabited building. So Chashad, which means suspicion. Okay, so that's the first reason, right? Says Rashi, "Shelo yomer zonu muchanas lo sham," that there's suspicion that you're going to meet a zona there. So that's the first reason one should not enter a chorba. What's the second reason? Reason number two. I'm gonna write in 1, 2, and 3, just so we're keeping track of the different reasons. Mipnei hamafolis. The second reason is because the chomos hachorva ru'ura, they're shaky. The walls of the chorva, it's a dilapidated, broken down building. Umusukanu, it's dangerous to enter the chorva. So it's not that people are going to suspect you. It's not some sort of reason about a zona. But the reason you can't enter the chorva is because it's a danger. It's a safety issue. Mifnei hamapolis. Reason number three. Mipnei hamazik, and the third reason is because of the evil spirits which are present in uninhabited places, and therefore, if you go into a chorba, you might have to face mazikin. You might have to face these evil spirits. So what the Gemara does now is basically say, why do we have all three reasons? Okay, the example that I gave yesterday when we learned this the first time was that if my students say, can we go to recess in the morning, let's say. Can we go to recess early? So I give them three reasons. I say, you can't go because it's dangerous. Yeah, you might get hurt if no one's supervising you. I say, you can't go because the principal might be looking for you. He's not going to know where to find you. And I say, you can't go because, what was the other reason I gave? Because you have class, you have work. So why did I give all three reasons, right? Well, couldn't I just give one reason? You can't go because it's dangerous. Good morning, we're done. I give them a reason and that's it. Or you can't go because the principal won't know where you are. Why do I have to give all these different reasons? So the reason I did that was because I was already preempting the different, not every reason is good enough in all situations, because they might say, okay, we'll go and tell the principal where we are. So if that was the only reason I gave, then it wouldn't be a good enough reason. So I had to also say because it's dangerous. But if I only said because it's dangerous, then they might say, okay, we're not playing sports. We're just going to sit there. There's nothing dangerous that's happening. So that reason doesn't apply. So if I only said because it's dangerous, that wouldn't be good enough. So that's what the Gemara does now, right, in the next few lines, that basically with each reason, it's like, well, why do you need that reason? Aren't the other reasons good enough? And then we're like, no, because if it only taught that reason, then we wouldn't know about certain situations. So in a normal situation, one guy going into a chorba alone, a regular chorba, all three reasons do apply. Or in a normal situation, my students want to go to recess, then all three reasons are legit. That they're going to miss class, the principal won't know where they are, it's going to be dangerous. But in certain circumstances, and that's kind of what happens now, we get into these like strange circumstances where certain reasons don't apply anymore. Oh, that's why you need the reason two, or that's why you need reason three. You have a question? No? Good? Okay.
No.
Okay. So basically we go one by one and try to say, why do you need that reason? So we start with Mipnei Chashad. Okay, then a few lines down, we're going to say, okay, fine, we need Mibnei Chashab, but why do we need Mibnei Mapolet? And then we're going to say, why do we need Mibnei Mazikin? But we're going to start now Mibnei Chashad. So this is how to read the Gemara, bottom line of Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Mibnei Chashad, so the reason of Mibnei Chashad, and now I kind of would add in, the Gemara is implying the following line. It doesn't say the following line, but I would add in the following words. Why do we need that Svara, why do we need that reason, right? Mnei chashad, why do we need that reason? And then the next line, v'tepuk le mishum mapolis, right? V'tepuk le, let it be learnt out just from mapolis, meaning let that be the reason. Let it be, let that be the reasoning. V'tepuk le mipnei mapolis. So again, the way to read it is mipnei chashad, and then the line that's kind of added in, why is that reason necessary? Right, Mibnei Chashad Kama, why is that reason necessary? And now it's just speaking out the question. V'teipugle mishum mapolis. And it should only be learned out from the mapolit reason, right? It's kind of basically to sum it up in like our own words, it's saying like, why we all could, if it's dangerous, then it's dangerous. That's a good enough reason not to go in. Why do you have to say, oh, because someone might suspect you or anything? We don't need the fact that someone might suspect you. It's dangerous. That should be enough. V'teipugle mishum mapolis. That should be a good enough reason that you can't enter the Chorba. So says the Gemara, top of Amud Beis, and this is an answer. This is now an answer why the tape of Lame Mishum Mapol, which is a question, we should just learn it. The only reason should be Mapol. That's a good enough reason. That's a sufficient reason. Says the Gemara, no, there's a specific case of Bechadati. Bechadati. What's Chadati? So it's a newer Chorba. That one wall, it was just built, but the wall fell down. So we assume that the reason one wall fell down is because, right, because it's kind of a tension. If it's a chorba, if it's a destructed old, you know, building, then how could it be new? So the point is, it's a new building, but the wall fell down. But we assume that the wall fell down just because it was constructed, in a bad way. But we're not going to assume now that the other walls are going to fall down. We just assume that this wall fell down. So chadati, a new chorba. The point is, there's no danger at that point. It's still a chorba. It's still a uninhabited, broken down building. So the other reasons apply. Chashad applies, right? Because no one's living in that building. The wall is down, so it's very possible that someone might meet a zona there. But the reason of Mapolis doesn't apply because we don't assume that the other walls are going to fall down. So, right? So just to make sure we get this line down before it gets more complicated. Again, Mibnei Chashad. Why do we need the reason of chashad? It should just be enough to tell us the reason of the safety, the mafolis, that the walls are going to fall down. Answers the Gemara, bechadati, in a case of a new chorba where there's no concern of mafolis, we still do need the reason of chashad. So you thought, oh, chashad, that's such an extreme, we don't need that reason. Mafolis is a good enough reason. No, there are cases where mafolis doesn't apply, a new chorba, but chashad is a good reason why you can't enter the chorba. So then the Gemara says, okay, so it's a new chorba. So I understand that the mapolis reason doesn't apply, but why do we need mazikin and chashad? We don't need two reasons. If we could just have one reason, that's much simpler. Why do I give my students three reasons they can't go to recess? I should just say one reason. So same thing here. Okay, so mapolis doesn't apply, but why do we need chashad and mazikin? So what the Gemara is going to say now in the next line is, shouldn't it be enough? Just we should only learn the reason of mazikin. V'teipuk le'mishu mazikin. So it's the same question. Why do we need chashad? The same question again. Why do we need the reason of chashad? V'teipuk le'mishu mazikin. I understand that it's not the mapolis is not a good enough reason because mapolis doesn't always apply. But v'teipuk le'mishu mazikin, that should be a good enough reason. You can't go into a chorba because there are evil spirits there. And you don't want to mess with evil spirits. So that should be a good enough reason. So answers the Gemara, no, because there's also a case where mazikin doesn't apply. Says the Gemara, betray. If you're with two people, then there's no concern of mazikin. Mazikin only attack a person when they're alone, but betray with two people, there's no issue of mazikin. So what we're saying right now in the Gemara is that is why we can't just learn based on mazikin, because sometimes the issue of mazikin is not there. We can't just learn mishum mapolis, because sometimes mapolis is not there. So that's why we need to teach the reasoning of chashad. But it continues the Gemara, same logic right now. E betray, but wait a second. Once we said that we're concerned about a case where there are two people, chashad nami leka, then there is no chashad, and then you should be allowed to go into the mapolis in this case if there are two people, right? Because chashad, that you're going to be suspected of doing something with the zona. If there's two people, then you're not suspected of doing something with the zona. People aren't going to sin with the zona in front of someone else. So if you see two people going in, no one's going to think that there's a zona. So two people are allowed to go into a chorba. So we were trying to figure out why we had to teach chashad, and we said, oh, we have to teach chashad because there's two people and there's no mazikin and it's a new mafolis and therefore it's a new chorba and therefore there's no issue of mafolis. But if there are two people, then there's also no issue of chashad. So answers the Gemara, betray upritzi, that we're dealing specifically with the case of two people and they're pritzi, they're promiscuous. They have a reputation of not being kosher, of not being the most wholesome people. And therefore, even though there are two people there, we still might suspect that there might be a zona there. So in the case of trei upritzi, in a chadati, right? That's where we're at right now. It's a pneuma polis. There are two people, but they're parts. So which reasons apply? Does the reason it's a new chorba. Does the reason of mapolis apply anymore? No. No, why not?
Gotta be.
Because it's new, it's not going to fall down. Does the reason of mazikin apply?
Trey.
Two people. Right, so there's no issue. Does the reason of chashad apply?
Because
there is a priest. So it does. In this case,
in this specific case
of chadati trei upritzi, then the issue of chashad still applies. And that is why the Braisa had to teach chashad, because mazikin and mapolis wouldn't, in this specific case, we wouldn't know that you can't go into a chorba. So in order to teach us that even in this case you can't go into a chorba, we need to have the other reasoning of chashad. I think let's do things a little bit differently. Let's stop here, do a quick chazar with the person next to you, and then continue on like the next few lines, like what we did yesterday. I don't know, is there a recording? Do I need to stop something? Can we do that?
No.
Okay, so we what we just learned now, the like past two lines, was we tried to say that we don't need chashad. We tried to get rid of chashad. But we said, no, we could find the case where the other reasons don't apply, but chashad does apply. So we need chashad to be one of the reasons. So now what we try to do is we try to get rid of the reason of mapolis. We try to say, mapolis, why do we need the reason of mapolis? Why do we need that the building is going to fall down? So says the Gemara, two lines from the top of Gimel Amud Beis, Mipnei HaMapolis, right? Why do we need that reason? Why do we need the reason of Mapolis? It's an extra reason. V'tepuk le mishum chashad u'mazikin. We should just learn that there's a issue of going into a chorba because of two reasons. We should suffice with two reasons. What are the two reasons? Chashad u'mazikin, but Mapolis, that's extra. So answers the Gemara, betray v'kashri. Okay, if we have two people and they're kosher and they're not suspected, then the reason of chashad and the reason of mazikin don't apply. Why doesn't mazikin apply? There's two people. Why doesn't chashad apply?
Because
there's two people and they're kosher, so there's no reason to suspect them. So therefore, in that case, the only reason that you wouldn't be able to go into the mapolis is because of Mapolis. Okay, so that the next that's just one. It's not a whole back and forth. Basically, why do we need Mapolis? Answers the Gemara. We need Mapolis because of a case of Trey Kashri. The other two reasons don't apply, and the only reason that would apply for one to not go into the Chorba is the reason of Mapolis, and therefore the Braisa had to teach the reason of Mapolis. Now we move on to the third reason. Maybe we don't need the reason of Mazikin. So that's what the next line says. Ibnei Mazikin, right? Why do we need the reason of Mazikin? Let's get rid of that. We don't need to teach extra reasons that are unnecessary. V'tepukle mipnei chashad u'mapolis. Let's just learn it out. Let's just learn the prohibition of entering a korba just because of chashad and just because of Mapolis. We don't need Mazikin. So says the Gemara, Bechorba chadati ubetray kashri. So we're talking about a case of a new chorba, so therefore the reason of Mapolis doesn't apply, and two kosher people, so therefore the reason of chashad doesn't apply. So that is why we need to teach the reason of Mazikin, right? For Mapolis doesn't apply, and chashad doesn't apply. But says the Gemara right away, the next line is a question, is that's why we need to teach Mazikin. Ibetray Mazikin Nami Lekha. If there are two people, then even the Mazikin isn't an issue in that case, and you should be allowed to enter the Chorba. So answers the Gemara. The Gemara is going to give two answers now. So the first answer is Bimkomam Chayshinan, which means in their place, we are suspicious of Mazikin. Okay, now let's just add in more words than just that. Bimkomam, in a place where mazikin are common and where we've known to see mazikin, bimkomam, in their place, chayshinan, we're suspicious of mazikin even if there are two people. Even if there are two people. So therefore, right, in general, the rule is, as long as you got a partner, you're clear from Mazikin. But b'mkomam chashinan, in a place where we are suspicious, where we suspect that there might be Mazikin, where they've already shown themselves, so chashinan, we're choshesh, and even with two people, we're nervous about Mazikin. So, yeah, what's your question?
Isn't Mazikin like a spirit? Isn't it like, do you actually see it? Like the Ruach Ra sort of
concept. Right, so you don't see it. So the Gemara does talk about different cases where different things that might happen to you that might like if you stick your hand into your pocket to take out three coins and you end up getting two coins or something. It's an interesting concept exactly how we Yeah, I think I once asked Rav Schefter a question about, like, Mazikin, I think, like, in the bathrooms or something the Gemara talks about, and he was just like, I don't know, I don't see them. But, like, I think in the Gemara also, like, people didn't, so, okay. Yeah, I don't know. Tzarech Yin.
Why aren't they just a class of, like, Shadim? So if somebody were to say, like, Shadim,
yeah,
then they would have saw them at some point.
So you think back in the times of the Gemara they were not common?
There have been things of Shadim being mentioned and somebody witnessing in some way Shadim, though not really.
Right, you're saying people really did see something, and nowadays it's just most people don't.
We don't have
I guess the real question is, right, I think we're all in agreement that in our common everyday lives, we don't see Mazikin or Shadim. So I guess the bottom line question is, are we still choshet? When the Gemara tells us a halacha based on the existence of these things, you know, I think there's two general mahalchim. I think what Rav Schefter was telling me when I asked him that question years ago was that we're no longer choshet necessarily for the halachos of the Gemara that pertain, meaning Rav Schechter would say that in a case of two kosher people going into a new chorba, you would be, and bimkomam, right? So The reason of Chasha doesn't apply, and the reason of Mapolos doesn't apply, but the reason of Mazikin applies, right? That's what we just, the case we just said in our Gemara. So I guess, right, Halacha Maisa, are we Choshish or not? So I think there are, like, generally two Mahalchim, like, the, either you say that, it, you know, we don't see them nowadays, so we don't have to be Choshish for it, or you say it's, you know, that's what the Gemara says, and we don't necessarily, you know, understand, see these things, but we're still Choshish for what the Gemara says. I don't know, I'll... Maybe afterwards I'll try to look it up here, but we'll see if they bring anything down. Okay, so where we're holding right now is Mipnei Mazikin. So the case, why do we need Mipnei Mazikin, right? Can't we just learn it out from Chashad and Mapolos? So the Gemara says that we're talking about a case of Chadati, Trei, Vikashri, and it's Bimun Komam. So... Since it's Chadati, the reason of Mapolos doesn't apply. Since it's Trei Vikashri, the reason of Chasha doesn't apply. Ah, but there are two people, so the reason of Mazikin doesn't apply. No, the reason of Mazikin does apply because B'mkom Chashinan, in a place that is already common for Mazikin, we're Choshesh. Says the Gemara now, another reason why, even though there are two people, we're still concerned about Mazikin, not because B'mkomam, but, sorry, it's not even though there are two people. We're going to see that it's only one person. But another, it says the Gemara, another case where Chashad doesn't apply and where Mapolos doesn't apply, but Mazikin does apply. So what would that be? V'ibayisema, if you want to say. Lo'olam bechad, we're talking about one person. U'bechor bechadati, and we're talking about a new chorba. But it's v'dekai v'davra. It's the chorba is in the field. So what's the significance of the chorba being in the field? The hasa mishum chashad leka. If the chorba is in the field, mishum chashad, the concern of chashad leka, there isn't. There's no concern of chashad. The ha'isha v'davra lo shchicha. Women are, and in this case, the zona, don't frequent a field. It's not common for them to go to a field. No one's going to meet up a zona in a, right? People meet a zona in a chorba because it's a uninhabited building. But no one's going to meet a zona in a chorba that's in a field. Women, they don't go to field. You tell your zona to meet you in the chorba in the field, she'll say, I'm not going to the field. So the reason of chashad doesn't apply. Umishum mazikin ika, but there still is an issue of mazikin, because it's only one person. So again, we tried to find a case. We have two possible cases where mazikin applies, but chashad doesn't apply, and mapolos doesn't apply. What's the? Yeah.
We have an issue with mazikin. I feel like because it was in a chorba, but if we're in a field.
It's the chorba is in the field.
In the field. Okay.
The chorba is in the field. Okay. So what are the two cases? The first case is where it's chadati, it's new, it's two people, they're kosher, but it's bim koma. So since it's a new chorba, there's no issue of mapolos. Since there's two ksherim, there's no issue of chashad. But since it's bim komam, even though there are two people, there's an issue. There's a concern of mazik, and that's the first possibility. Second possibility is it's one person, in a new chorba, but the chorba is in a field. So since it's one person, there's an issue of what's the second case? Help me out. It's bechad bechor bechadzi dekai bedivra. The hazam mishum chashad leka. Oh right. There's no chashad. Why is there no chashad again? Because it's in the field, and women don't go into the field, so there's no issue of chashad. But and there's no issue of mapolos because it's a new chorba. But there still is an issue of mazikin because it's one person. One person can't go into a chorba. The mazikin will attack him. So that is. That is why we need to teach mazikin also, again, because there are cases that there's no chashad, there's no mapolos, but there is an issue of mazikin. So this is a good, but I think important chazar of what we did yesterday, and let's chazar the next few lines, and then hopefully we got it down good to be able to go on next week.
That's a prayer.
Well, everyone chazers, I'll look up, I'll see. Halacha l'maika.